Psalm 15. Lord, who shall live in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? He that walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Now that is really so important. Not only that we do not lie, but that we do speak the truth in our hearts. Because it's very easy for us to imagine things about a person and to imagine certain situations and fantasize about them. And you keep on doing that until actually for you that becomes true. So it's so important to speak the truth in our heart, because that's where it starts, and that's why you won't lie with your tongue if in your heart you are truthful. And things like exaggeration, that's a form of not speaking the truth in your heart. And we can all exaggerate, so don't exaggerate, because that is not speaking the truth in your heart. It is a form of lying. So he goes on, who's going to live in God's holy hill? He that doesn't backbite with his tongue. Now the tongue can bite. That's how powerful our words are. They can really hurt people. And the person who doesn't do any evil to his friend, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbour. So don't gossip about your neighbour, in whose eyes a bad person is despised. In other words, don't talk up bad people as if they're good just because maybe they were generous to you or you think they got a cool car or something. But he honours them that fear the Lord. So the way to judge people, to form your opinion about who you're going to respect and who you're going to be friends with, the way to respect, to draw that decision up as to who am I going to befriend, who am I going to respect, it's those who fear the Lord. He that swears to his own hurt and does not change. He that doesn't lend out his money for interest, nor takes reward against the innocent. He that does these things will never be moved.